Do you read a lot of books?
I don't, actually. I ought to read more.
Ain't got no time.
Well, sometimes it's that, but... I only read when... I never, like a lot of books that I read when I was younger, they were kind of descriptive kind of books. I didn't like that. And then I read something like Ian Banks or Ian McEwan. They were the first books I really read. And then I did actually like them. So I read a few of theirs. But since then, I haven't actually been introduced. I mean, I haven't gone out looking, and no one said, oh, read this. I'm actually just reading one at the moment that somebody lent me that I quite like some of that. I can't remember what it's called, though. But yeah, no, I'm not really... I'm not very...
In-your-face books.
No, I like them when... I don't like, stories as... Well, I do like stories, but I like them when they're... When they give me a new perspective, but a more now. You know, I'm not someone that's going to get into old English kind of stuff, even though I'm sure that it is fundamentally brilliant. Yeah, yeah. I can't...
The Vernable Beatty.
I don't know. No, see, I don't even know who you're talking about.
I studied English, actually.
Oh, right.
So I had to read that.
Oh, right, yeah, I don't know.
It is great, actually.
Oh, is it?
No,
it's
horrible.
Yeah, that's the trouble. I was like... At school, yeah, I mean, not academic at all. So I'm not really into that, though.
Yeah, academic at all. What did you do? Finished any school? Started any school?
Yeah, no, I did finish school. I did do a tourism course, actually. I thought I wanted to travel, and I did.
And now you travel?
Yeah, but I learned back at 18 that I didn't want to travel. Not like I was. I was travelling with a rucksack, you know what I mean? And
That's cool. You don't like that?
No, I didn't like it. Because all I ever met was other people with rucksacks.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I didn't...
Get nowhere.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't mind, like, living somewhere else, but I would want time to actually get to know it a bit and actually understand the way it works slightly.
I'd like to live in San Francisco.
Oh, I would contemplate San Francisco, probably. But I've no... Trouble is, though, the time. You just haven't... To do things you want to do... By the time, if you resettle somewhere, by the time you've set up some way of earning money, some way of, like, you know what I mean, just surviving.
You're already bored.
Well, no, you're not bored, but then to actually get on and do a career type thing, you know, it takes a bloody lot of time to do what you want to do. I mean, I don't know how long it's taken you to do what you do. Maybe it's been easy for you, but...
26 years.
Well, exactly, it's taken me 30. So you sort of think, God, if I start again, you know, I'll be doing this when I'm 60. You know what I mean? So it's just the practical kind of side of it.
Okay. Suppose you're not. Do you get a lot of money out of Portishead?
We haven't had a vast amount yet, especially when.
I mean, royalties must come in. They haven't come in yet, I guess.
No, they don't get them. I don't think for another year. Actually, I don't think something like that. No, I mean, I'm probably actually not much better off than when I was full time working. But then you go like I went part time, and the trouble is when you're a musician, don't you? You go for years without. Any money really to just try and do it. So if you actually backdate what you've got, it's actually not that much. And by the time you've paid for everything, you know what I mean, if you think everybody's bit comes out of Portishead, like the musicians, you know, the managers, the record company, and you know, everything they'll put down to Portishead. I mean, I don't think me and Jeff are millionaires. And especially, you know, if second album goes, yeah, we'll probably be pay off a few probably debts that were put into the investment on it, and then back to zero again, aren't we?